The secular world was finished with Christmas on December 26. Christmas trees were taken down, Christmas carols were silenced, gifts were either stored away or given away. It's back to business as usual. But Christmas did not end in our Catholic world. Before we turn to ordinary time, we celebrate the mystery of the Epiphany. Magi from distant countries are guided by a star. Gifts are given and received, a dream warning, and then a return journey home by another way. The Greek word epiphany is a synonym for apocalypse. Both of these words refer to revelation. The Merriam-Webster dictionary tells us that revelation is enlightenment. A person who is open to revelation is one who seeks and one who knows. What did the Magi know? They knew that their stores of wisdom, knowledge, and certainties were smaller than the truth. They knew that growth requires displacement and movement. This is an uncomfortable process of journeying for the sake of a greater depth of being. The Magi had more faith in God than in their own ideas and understanding. We might want to look upon the Magi as the patron saints of change, reminders that no matter how much we accomplish, learn, or love, God keeps offering more to those who are willing to seek and find it. The Epiphany has lessons for us all. Jesus Christ became human for all of humanity, the East, the West, the North, and the South. We hear in today's gospel that the Magi were to journey home by another way. When we return to ordinary time, I suggest we travel by another way. The violent ways of war, regional difficulties, and gun killing is not the way of the Prince of Peace. Deep political division, fed by lies and racial hatred, are not the way of the Wonder Counselor. Closing our borders to asylum seekers is not the way of the Son of Justice. Splits within our church are not the way of Jesus Christ. We're called to seek another way to care for all of God's creation and for our vulnerable sisters and brothers. The Christmas season closes tomorrow with the baptism of the Lord. Christmas season is quite beautiful. We see, you know, the solemnity in the cards and the music, pageantries, the mangers that are set up. But the solemnity is good, but it's supposed to help us deepen our relationship with God, who is always inviting us into his heart so that we can go out and make a difference. We do come here every Sunday to allow God to dwell in our hearts by the word and by the sacrament. In turn, we go out and show God's love to others without creating division, tension, conflict.